tower right now. Even the daughter of Night was a little rattled by the way things were going. What about your in-laws? Stubborn bastard. They've disappeared, all right. I haven't looked for them. Maybe the soldiers got them. I doubted that, though. The old man nodded. He glanced at Tide. I'll get the angle on them yet. Get some sleep. Be long hours tomorrow. Seemed to me like I ought to be plenty well rested. Tide looked like he really wished he understood a few more languages. Chapter 30. I was right. The heights were the key to the pass. But no genius was needed to figure that out, was it? Renewed fighting began with a shower of firebombs. For the first time, our entire front discharged bamboo poles uphill. Lady foamed at the mouth, cursing the waste. Once again, the Prabindradra had been awarded the honor of the first charge. It was hard to believe that Mogava's soldiers had not been obliterated by the preparatory barrage, but the prince ran into fierce, stubborn resistance. The Shadowlanders fought ferociously now, because they saw no other options. Their training took over, the way it's supposed to do in deadly situations. The prince pushed hard, but got nowhere. Mogava had managed to create a small reserve, mostly out of imagination. He shuttled them here and there, applying mind, spirit, and will to his own salvation. But he was accursed, and his curse was his lunatic employer. Long Shadow was nothing if not flexible when his own ass was in a sling. Till now, the whole point of existence had been to hold the pass against the Black Company. The world would end if we crossed the Danda Presh. But when the fireball started zipping around his ears, sizzling black pockmarks out of the tower, he developed a new idea. He told Howler, "Get your carpet ready. General, summon the deceiver Singh, the child, and your five most valuable officers." Of a sudden, he seemed entirely calm, totally rational, completely in control, apparently the sort of supreme ruler any man would prefer. Howler stared at him half a minute before he nodded. The little wizard wore a mask of his own, but that did not hide his contempt. "Withdrawal at this point would be premature," Mogava said. I was about ready to concede that the man was a saint, a devil saint, but a saint nonetheless. His patience seemed almost infinite. Long Shadow was worse than a spoiled child. I wondered how he had become so powerful. "The situation can be retrieved if you'll just let me do it."
"You will do as I tell you, General."
"I suppose, just as I have for 4 years, which has brought us to this. The finest army of this age is being brought to despair by men who have only to design strategies that exploit the egotism, fears, and fantasies of one wizard whose knowledge of things material does not extend to which end of a spear you grasp. I find that they are, by the by, astonishingly well informed about your character flaws." Mogava brushed Howler with a jaundiced glance. Paranoia and suspicion were not exclusive to our side. Neither were private agendas. Long Shadow sputtered in outrage. Mogava did not let up. "I will not summon my captains. I will not abandon my positions